That was guitarist Ricardo Cobo and the group Philharmonia Virtuosi, the Fandango from Luigi Boccherini's Guitar Quintet. You're listening, of course, to Classical 95.5 KHFM. I'm Brent Stevens. I'm lucky enough to host the first of the Introduction to the Classics. These are presented by the New Mexico Philharmonic. And the first one is this weekend at 6 p.m., Saturday 6 p.m. at the Chemo Theater. We're going to be talking about the life of Beethoven and playing his Symphony No. 5. Conducting the concert is Clark Sutherland. Clark is with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
I'm great. First of all, tell me, you were here this weekend. You conducted an all Bach program at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. How'd that go?
It went very well. I was extremely impressed with the orchestra. Whenever, as a conductor, you come and visit a new orchestra, it's really like meeting new friends, and yet you've got a job to do, and we had one rehearsal to do four very difficult pieces with a soloist and a soloist within the orchestra. So I found myself a little nervous, you know, hoping to get things done quickly and efficiently, and afterwards I was talking to another musician who felt the same way, but from the other side. And we all became very good friends afterwards, and the concert was absolutely wonderful. We got three standing ovations for each of the works that were on the program, so it was very well received, and the orchestra played very well.
And then this weekend, you get a little more chance to work with them, and now we're going to do Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. A little bit about Beethoven. First of all, about the Fifth Symphony. Is it all about that sort of fate's knocking at the door, which may not even have been, you know, what he was intending with that?
I think Beethoven, especially for Americans, is a composer that comes to us with a great deal of baggage. We hear the deaf guy, the grumpy old guy, and we start to approach him as this kind of violent person or this very strong personality who's, you know, breaking all the rules all the time. And we tend to start playing the music very, very harsh. So he comes to us with all this baggage, but it's not his. It's what we apply to it. It's our perceptions of what German music should be. You know, it should be have this kind of gruffness. And yet Mozart is Austrian, is similar culturally. It's very smooth and light.
So what was Beethoven really like in a nutshell?
Beethoven was the adult child of an alcoholic. That's the best way to present that. And there's a psychologist today have defined that very clearly. There are certain patterns that emerge. Beethoven was not the eldest son, but he was the oldest surviving son. So he had two other brothers. And his father was the alcoholic. His mother was the enabler, if you will, and kind of tried to keep every peace with everything else. But his father was always very harsh with him, trying to get him to be the next Mozart. And always push. And you can only imagine the kind of pressure that was on a young boy who couldn't please his father, who was an alcoholic, completely almost insane. And so he becomes the hero child. He begins to start taking care of the family, start taking care of his brothers, taking care of his father and his mother. Eventually he gets the opportunity to go to Vienna to study, and his mother dies. He has to go back, and at that point he's again taking care of the family, and he has to sue his father for half his income for child support, if you will, and a lot of legal troubles.
And he continued to take care of his family throughout his life.
Unknown to a lot of people, his brothers were actually his managers. When the second brother died, the third brother, came in and took over those duties as well. And later on, when his first brother died, he tried to and was successful in taking his nephew away from the mother because he considered her an unfit mother. So he's all these legal troubles that he was in, and yet he was completely deaf, so he could hardly understand what was going on, and he didn't even compose in those periods.
And by the time of his Symphony No. 9, everyone knows that that's a deeply spiritual work, but the spirituality had started entering his work from a much younger age.
Right? I think that kind of spirituality is almost instinctive, and it nurtures itself through your life. But it's presenting itself earlier, not so much in the Second Symphony. That's pretty much experimentations and growing with your craft. But you start getting into the Third Symphony when he starts thinking about republicanism and then the Age of Enlightenment, and then he's going against Napoleon all at the same time. He's starting to develop this sense of humanity, and he could see the world from a very different perspective than I think the rest of us do. He saw people. He saw who they were. And even though he couldn't relate to us, he needed us. And it was because we needed him. And this is what he eventually started to give to us in his music.
And we'll hopefully explore a little bit about Beethoven's life and some about the Fifth Symphony. The first half of the concert, you and I will be sharing some duties talking about Beethoven's life and about the symphony itself. The orchestra will play some excerpts from the symphony, and then we take an intermission, and then you get to hear the complete Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. This is this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Chemo Theater, the New Mexico Philharmonic's Introduction to the Classics. This is the first of several. 6 p.m. Saturday at the Chemo. You can get tickets at the Chemo box office if you happen to be downtown this week, or you can always go online to nmphil.org. Clark Suttle conducts, and I'm hosting. And Clark, thank you very much for coming by. Looking forward to this weekend. Should be
too.
A lot of fun.
Nice to meet you.